A little swell season to start off the night here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Good evening. I'm Juliet Fromhold. I'm your host from now until 11 o'clock. We have a lot going on in tonight's show, as usual. We've got a lot of music to share with you. We've got some new tunes. We've got some tickets to give away. We'll tell you about those a little later on. But first and foremost, we have a very cool trio of young musicians in the house. They are the Reese Lincoln Band, and they're going to be playing at Jilly's on Saturday night as part of Blues for a Cure. We're going to tell you all about that here in just a few minutes and find out a little more about these guys. But first, let's hear a track from their album. It came out late last year. It's called Soul of a Man. This one's called Shackles and Chains. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Got a fire of desire, a flaming heart, the heat of your love calls the spark, and it burns, burns in my soul. They clay to fill the vat, so they turn to themselves in vain. Tell me, babe, why can't you see through this hypocrisy? It's the mask of our society today. I tried to speak about it, but they came and took me away. In chains, oh, you can lock me up, you can treat me wrong, you can tie me down and throw away the key, but that's not enough to shut me up. The truth still remains beyond these shackles and chains. Oh.
So hard to see, but the fire keeps on. inside of me. But you can't lock me up, you can't rig me up, you can tie me down and throw away the key. But that's not enough to shut me up. The truth still remains beyond these shackles and chains. Shackles and chains. Oh Lord, won't you break my chains? For you're the only way. Oh, I believe there's a higher calling beyond saints are falling.
Hearing a bit of the Reese Lincoln Band here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and I'm joined here in the studio by Reese Lincoln, Joe Lang, and Brad Williamson. Welcome, guys. Let's try that again. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
It's good to be here.
Yes. Glad to have you here. So I know you guys have made some appearances on YSO before, but for our listeners who aren't familiar with your music, tell me a little bit about how the three of you got started playing together.
Wow. Okay. Well, me and Brad, the bass player, we started playing together. Well, Brad, it's been maybe five or six years. We actually went to school together, and there was a competition. It was a tri-state competition, and I wanted to play in it, but I didn't have a band. And so I asked Brad to play with me, and we ended up doing the competition, and we won in our category. And as far as our drummer over here, Mr. Joe, we met even before then. And it's kind of strange, but we met at a baseball game. I think it was 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And we were in a competition at the 5th/3rd field for the Dayton Dragon Stadium. And a time came where the Dayton Blues Society had nominated us to go down to Memphis, Tennessee to compete in the International Blues Challenge for the Youth Showcase. And so we called up Joe here. And I remember that he was a pretty good drummer a while back. So we started playing together. And that's... That was about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I've been with them for about a year, so.
Wow, okay, so about a year as the three of you, and you've already got an album out, Soul of a Man.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about recording that album. Okay. What was it like?
Well, it was a lot of work. You know, I had no idea how much work it would take until I went into it. And, you know, of course... there was a songwriting, you know, part, and then there was all the recording. It was a process, and we had Mike Petro, who also mixes for Universal Records and different people. He was mixing the album. We have a special guest who had performed with Carlos Santana and Sheila E., and he's on there too. It was a lot of fun, you know, and we're very happy with it, so...
And as far as when you went in to do the record, did you have all the songs set already? Did you kind of know what you wanted, or did they sort of evolve throughout the process of recording?
Kind of both. I mean, when I first started going in for the pre-production, I didn't have everything figured out as far as what songs. When I finally did have all the 10 songs, the producers in the studio kind of helped, you know, work with me, and the songs kind of took a whole new... perspective that they wouldn't have, you know. And that was over at the Phoenix Creative Group with Justin Burke and Matt Haupt were the producers there.
And now going back to something you said a few minutes ago, you guys are connected with the Dayton Blues Society.
Yeah.
And you were part of what exactly was the competition that you were part of?
That was called the International Blues Challenge, and we were in the Youth Showcase for bands who were all under the age of 21. And so we did that, and Brad was there, and Joe, and
that was a fun experience.
It was a very fun trip.
That was very fun, yes.
Yeah.
We got to play down at B.B. King's Club down in Memphis, and I'd never been down there, and Reese got to go down to Clarksdale and play some guitar down there and got to see the crossroads, the legendary crossroads on his way down there.
Very nice.
It was an experience.
And as far as being, you know, younger blues musicians, you know, going down and being part of a competition with other young blues musicians had to be a very cool experience. But what's it like being, you know, younger blues musicians here in town, like among older blues musicians? I know you're playing with Noah Weatherspoon, who's a really celebrated blues guitar player. What's it like being with some of these guys who have been doing it a long time?
It's fun, you know. It's kind of cool because, you know, you're like, here I am, I'm 17 years old, and I'm with a bunch of older guys who love music, and it's kind of weird. Like, I feel like I'm special, I guess you could say, for being with them. So yeah, I like it a lot. It's cool.
Yeah, I got in when I was about 16. I remember it was the first time I really played at a bar, and I tried to look older so that nobody got any suspicions, but Reese called me at the last minute, needed a bass player, and it felt really weird at first being down there just around a bunch of people, you know, like my parents' age and stuff, but they were all really nice and really welcoming, and, you know, when you're with people that are just good and friendly, it really doesn't matter what their ages are.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, how did you guys sort of find you know, the blues? I hear definitely a lot of rock and roll influence in what you do too, but there's definitely a distinct blues influence. Is that something that y'all grew up listening to, or you sort of found as you got older or into your teens? Or
I've loved listening to blues since I was about 10 or so, when I got turned on to Stevie Ray Vaughan. I don't know about you, Brad, or you, Joe.
I grew up listening to rock pretty much. Then really, the first time I started listening to blues was when I joined their band. So,
I started playing bass with the high school jazz band when our bass player graduated. I'd never picked it up before, but it always was something that interested me, so I picked it up and started playing. And there's a lot of similarities that carried over from when I joined up playing with Reese and what I'd been playing with my jazz lines and everything.
So do you still play any jazz at all, or are you sticking strictly to blues and rock now?
I play blues and rock out with Reese, but when I'm playing at home, I'll play whatever I can get my hands on. Helps add a little spin to when I'm playing out. I know everybody here does the same thing, too.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you tell me a little bit about the show on Saturday night? I know it's Blues for a Cure. It's at Jilly's. Tell me a little bit about this cause that you're playing for.
Okay. Well, it's for a great cause. All the proceeds are going to the American Cancer Society Relay for Life. It's going to be at Jilly's, and we'll play from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the Dayton Blues Society is putting the whole thing together, along with the American Cancer Society. And Jeff Hill, the Blues Society president, he'll be there, and he's working real hard to make sure this event's going to be something special. You know, and we have, I think it's us, Slow Hand, who is also known as Rick Bailey, Noah Weatherspoon and Scotty Bratchett will be there, and it should be a great show and a lot of fun.
Sounds like a great lineup.
Yeah.
Well, guys, before we go any further, why don't we give people another taste of some of the music that they'll be able to hear at Saturday night at Jilly's?
Okay.
It's the Reese Lincoln Band. They're playing Blues for a Cure. Saturday night at Jilly's, the music gets started around 6. Here's another track from the Reese Lincoln Band's new album. It's called Soul of a Man. This one's called Dial Tone. You're hearing it on WISO.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
She ain't here no more and her line is dead. When I was getting late, when I heard the sound of the church bells ringing across the town, it was then I knew we had a bad reception, 'cause you'd fallen away from my connection. Ooh,
bitch ain't here no more and the line is dead.
Lincoln Band. It's a song called Dial Tone. It's off of their new album, their latest album. It's called Soul of a Man. We've got the band here in the studio, Reese, Joe, and Brad. Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, thank you.
Glad to have you guys here. We were talking just a few minutes ago about Blues for a Cure. It's the show that the Reese Lincoln Band is going to be playing on Saturday night at Jilly's. They're going to be there with Slowhand, the Noah Weatherspoon Band, and the Scotty Bratcher Band. And it is sponsored by the Dayton Blues Society. And the money is going to go towards the American Cancer Society and Relay for Life. And let me ask you guys this. What's it like being able to use your music to help other people out, to be able to play shows like this that help out, you know, your community?
It's a good feeling, you know. That's it's a great cause, and things like that, you know, that's what we love to do, and help other people out using our talents and gifts and stuff. That's the best thing to do, you know.
Yeah. We've done similar stuff with it between like Toys for Tots and Magical Night of Giving around some of the malls and everything. Pretty much we always like to jump on a chance to help out in the ways that we are able to help out.
Yeah, it makes me feel good, because like a couple years ago, my grandma passed away of cancer, and by doing this, it makes me feel good knowing that I'm helping someone else fight cancer and stuff. So,
absolutely, yes. Yeah. Absolutely. So, beyond this show, do you guys have any big plans for this year? Anything for the summer, or just kind of taking things as they come? Or
well, right now our focus is kind of getting this new CD out there as much as we can, and you know, it's kind of a constant thing, you know, contacting record companies, booking agencies, and film companies and stuff about using our music, you know, as far as in their movie soundtracks and things. And I've been doing this, you know, constantly, and I think we'll hopefully see some of this stuff, you know, come together soon. And I'm hoping for the best year yet, you know. So, and we have the CD for sale on the website. It's reeselincoln.com. That's R-E-E-C-E-L-I-N-C-O-L-N. It's also on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, CD Universe, and
it's available at some local stores.
Yeah, local store. Yeah, stores too. The Birdhouse over in Englewood, and Wirtz's Hardware in West Milton. And anyways, we're just getting out there as much as we can.
The CD was it was such a big step for us that we're trying to capitalize on it. We're all pretty proud of how it came out.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Now, are you doing any writing, doing any new tunes, or are you really trying to focus on the tunes on the CD right now?
I've been doing some writing. Yeah, you know, it seems like the best time to write, and like when I have song ideas, is super early in the morning or right before I go to bed.
Which is usually super in the morning.
Okay, well, that's true. That's true. I am a late nighter. But, you know, I guess like when you first get up and like before you go to bed, it seems like the ideas usually come around then, you know. So I'm working on some stuff, and we'll see what happens. So.
Now, being a guitar guy, does the music come first or do the lyrics?
That's a good question. well, usually it'll go a couple different ways. I might be messing around on the guitar and I find like a cool riff or something that I like, you know, and I kind of build a song around it. Or I might even write like a chorus as far as vocally first. Or, you know, I mean, there's also times like where I actually try to find a subject to write about. And so I work on that and I kind of pinpoint a certain topic, you know.
So all different ways. You kind of do a lot of different things as far as your writing.
Yeah.
And as far as Brad and Joe, you guys in the writing process, how does that work? Reese, do you bring in sort of a fully finished song or just bits and pieces and the three of you flesh it out? Or how does all that work?
Depends on how old the song is. When Joe came in, you know, me and Reese have been playing for, you know, 4 or 5 years already. We had a pretty good bass. Even when I came in, Reese had been playing for a lot longer than I had, so it just depends on when we came in. There's been some songs that we've all worked on together, but then, you know, if we come into the band and there's already a really good song that's been wrote, we'll come in, but we always add our little spin on it. You know, Joe was able to add some rock influences from the drums in and a lot of new things like that.
Very cool, very cool. So so you're going to focus on this album for now, so probably won't start working on another album for another year yet, you think? Or
maybe so, you know. Yeah. I would love to do a new album again, you know, but I guess, you know, we'll just have to see when all the songs are together and when it comes about, but hopefully so, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. As far as sort of getting yourself out there to, you know, labels and you said film companies and all these different things, do you think, is it harder being sort of a young, you know, a young local band, or have you found the process pretty easy, you know, with the internet and all these great tools that we have?
Well, you know, I don't want to sound negative, but this is the hardest things I've ever done in my life. it seems like the music business, I've experienced a lot of, it seems like it's a lot of hard work, and it's not very easy.
Yeah.
It's not very easy at all. But we just do our best, and we're working with a publicist right now too. And so that really helps. It helps out a lot. And, you know, being local and young, you know, I don't know that it seems like you may be local, but like when like you present yourself like to people, you know, you try to make yourself, you know, like you put your best foot forward, you know, and like you say, you know, like what you've done, different things. And it seems like film companies or booking agencies, record companies, they want somebody who doesn't need a record company. You know what I mean? Or like a booking agency wants somebody who doesn't need a booking agency. But we have like a lot of good prospects out there, and I think we're on a good trail right here. I think something will happen soon. So.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Well, best wishes for all of
Thank
that.
You.
You're very welcome. Well, guys, is there anything else you want to share with our listeners before they come out and see you on Saturday night at Jilly's for Blues for a Cure?
Well, come ready to have a great time.
Come ready to hear some good blues.
Yes, it will be a blast. And, you know, we're looking forward to it. You know, I guess...
Come out and have a
blast.
Yes,
that's it. That is it.
That is an easy message, I think. Well, we're going to hear another track right now from the Reese Lincoln Band's new album. It's called Soul of a Man. This is one of my favorite tracks from the album. It's called Out of My Mind on Kaleidoscope.
Send her 100 letters. letters that she won't even read. I bought her a field of roses as far as the eye could see. I could see. Now I've been walking with her by my side. But don't you be talking in a mind about me this time. Because I know
Lincoln Band doing Out of My Mind off of their CD Soul of a Man. You can check them out at Jilly's on Saturday night. It's Blues for a Cure. You're going to hear the Reese Lincoln Band, Noah Weatherspoon, Slow Hand, and the Scotty Bratcher Band. Music starts at 6 o'clock. And Reese, Joe, Brad, I want to thank you guys so much for coming out. And can you remind everybody once again where they can check you out online?
Yes. Okay. Our website is reeselincoln.com, and on the website you can find updates about our upcoming shows and all the stuff going on in the future, and also the new CD Soul of a Man is available on there. It was listed as one of the top local CDs of 2010 by the Dayton Daily News, and we have that for sale on there. Also iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon. And we have Mr. Joe Lang on the drums over here, and Brad Willison.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Yeah. And so, yeah, we're excited about the new year and about the new CD and seeing what happens.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, I want to thank you guys so much for coming out, and hope everybody comes and checks you out at Jilly's on Saturday night.
Okay. Thanks for having us.
And thanks a lot for having us.
Thank you. Up next on Kaleidoscope, more great music, and we'll be talking to JT Ryder and Chris Wright from C. Wright's Parlor Tricks. But first, here's some music from the Avett Brothers on Kaleidoscope.